Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Boom, boom, boom. Back at it again. It's the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition as we count you down to the 2013 NFL Draft. Can you believe it, folks? 8 days away, but who's really counting? I know this man on the hotline is, and he is none other than Arizona State punter, arguably the best punter in this year's draft, none other than Josh Huebner. Joining us on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline, we welcome him into the show now. How you doing today, Josh?
Pretty good, Rick. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So, we got a little time there before we went live on air. We had a little bit of time to talk about our Jersey roots. And being a fellow New Jerseyan, I was really excited to talk to you. First off, my first question to you, sir, is, you know, when was the last time you had a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese?
Oh, man. Well, if I wasn't allergic to egg protein and lactose intolerant, I'm sure I would have had a whole plenty, a lot of them, man. I can't eat any of that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's something that, you know, only Jersey cats know about, so.
Yeah, I missed the pizza. That's the one thing I miss. I may be lactose intolerant, but I miss pizza, and I'll eat the crap out of that pizza.
Well, hopefully, I know you're finishing up with school. You're still out there in Arizona. Hopefully, you'll be back on the East Coast sooner rather than later, and you can, you know, dive into the Jersey diners and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk some football because you're coming off a record-setting season in which you broke the Arizona State school record, 47.1 yards per punt, and 44 yards career punting average. Pretty impressive. 40% of your punts, 20 punts inside the 20 this past year, only 14 touchbacks all season. And I think that goes back to your philosophy of punting and, you know, something that I found intriguing. There's a couple of interesting techniques and methods that you believe in that maybe not all punters believe in. And the first one I want to talk about is a three-step punter versus a two-step punter. And if you can, just break us down the difference between the two and your preference of style.
I mean, the difference between the two is, you know, obviously pretty self-explanatory. It's an extra step. Typically, bigger guys like myself will take bigger steps. And I was a three-step punter for most of my career. And when I got to Division I football, I started to realize that, you know, the more yardage you chew up, the better chance you got of getting that thing blocked. So really got to shorten up your steps. And there's not much different technique-wise. You know, you're still swinging your leg and hitting the ball and making contact in the same spot. You're just a little bit closer to that line where they can block the punt. So I think it's really important, especially going into the professional level in the NFL, to make sure that you're chewing up as little amount of yards as possible and putting your defense in position to make a play.
And I would think it's actually hurrying up the process a little bit and getting off the punt a little bit quicker, no?
Yeah, exactly is what it does. You know, it's just the less time and the less hand to put time, the better. You know, the smaller the chance that you're going to get that thing blocked, which is, you know, not what you want.
Okay, now the other thing I noticed studying up on you is you're a guy who values hang time over distance. And, you know, I'm a subscriber to this philosophy because I believe that, you know, even with a shorter punt, if you have a longer hang time, it allows your coverage unit to get down the field and make the tackle for a shorter return. So just talk to me a little bit for those listening that might not be familiar with the difference of philosophies. I know you are a guy that prefers to have a, you know, despite setting a school record with 47 yards per punt, you had quite a great distance average, but you are a guy that actually values hang time over distance time. If you can elaborate a little bit on that whole philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, you can see a lot of examples of it in the NFL today. You know, you look at guys like Devin Hester and DeSean Jackson, those, you know, Patrick Peterson, those dangerous deep threats. And what they all have in common when they bring back those punts, for the most part, is that the punter outkicked the coverage. You know, he gave that returner a chance to get a hold of the ball, make a move on the ball, and, you know, try and score. So my philosophy is, if you cut that out entirely, you know, if you put the ball up in the air for 5 seconds and you've got a 2 second get off from the time that the ball snaps to the time the ball's kicked, that's 7 seconds to cover, what, 40, 45 yards. And if you think about it, a lot of guys in the NFL can run sub 4.2, 4.3, 40s. So if you got guys covering and, you know, they got 7 seconds to cover 45 yards, I think you got a much better chance of netting a good punt than you do if you're kicking the ball 65 yards with a 4-5 hang time. And, you know, those guys are still 15, 20 yards away from the returner when he catches the ball. So, essentially, it eliminates the chance and the ability to bring the ball back. And you know, the best thing to see in punting on the field is that guy waving his hand in the air for a fair catch.
Absolutely. We're talking to Josh Hubner here, Arizona State Sun Devils, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, you mentioned a guy like Devin Hester, Josh. My question to you is this, you know, how much of film study does a punter do? In other words, how much do you prepare for a game and actually take in, you know, how much in depth do you go into as far as who the punt returner is, what his resume, what his track record and tendencies are? You know, you talk about a guy like Devin Hester, obviously he's a game breaker, speedy guy. Does that factor into the game preparation week, or do you kind of just go out there and do your thing, make sure you execute and the technique and fundamentals are sound, and let the rest fall in place?
Well, absolutely. You know, you always want to do more than what you expect of yourself. You know, I think it's really important to make sure that you know what you're getting into, you know, because there's a difference between guys like, you know, the guy up at Oregon this year, DeAnthony Thomas. You know, he's an animal. Mm-hmm. He's a freak. That guy's returned all sorts of punts for touchdowns. And in film study, you know, before the games and during the week, you want to look at what they tend to do. You know, do they favor the right side of the field, the left side of the field, the middle? And, you know, and then from there, you evaluate what is the best scenario for you to put your team into to make a play. So if a guy is returning punts 20 yards every time he touches the ball, you're going to kick the ball out of bounds, or you're just not going to kick it to him. So I do think it's very important to ensure that you know exactly who you're kicking to, because, like you said, that is an explosive play, and it can change the game completely from one way to another. It can be the difference between winning and losing. So you have to make sure that you know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
Right, and you talk about DeAnthony Thomas from Oregon, the Black Mamba, somebody who will be on the NFL draft radar next year. But, you know, who are some of the guys that kind of stood out to you during your career that you had to punt to? You know, who was, you know, maybe one or two guys that you were like, you know what, going into the game week preparation, we said, you know what, we do not want this guy returning one on us?
Had to have been, I think it was Lee from USC. I mean, that kid is just a, you know, he's a freak. Just about every time he touches the ball, he's making a big-time play. You know, you look at stuff like yard after catch and stuff for him, and he's all over the place. So that was a big-time game plan, was not to kick to those guys. And another guy from Oregon was Kenyon Barner. He was another guy, you know, and when they're back there for punt, sometimes they split them up. They put two guys back there to ensure that they get a hold of the ball to return it. So if that, you know, when that happens, we just kick the ball out of bounds. We don't even mess around with that.
Yeah, that's what I call double trouble. We're talking to Josh Hubner, Arizona State Sun Devils punter. And, you know, the interesting thing is, Josh, some years – we don't see punters and kickers drafted at all. This year, there's a handful of you guys that are expected to be drafted, you being one of them, and you had a very impressive draft season, that I like to call it, and you actually got a chance to participate in two All-Star games. So let's talk a little bit about that for a second. You were at the Casino del Sol game and turned some heads, and then went to the East-West Shrine game, where you were very impressive. So talk to me a little bit about what you took away from that experience, what the coaching was like, and were you able to pick up any pointers from the week in practice at the Collegiate All-Star Games?
Yeah, you know, that was a lot of fun. I got to I was blessed enough to be able to have Coach Houston Nutt as our head coach there. He was, I believe he was at, his brother was at Ole Miss.
Arkansas,
his brother was
coaching with us. Ole Miss.
Yeah, Arkansas and Ole Miss. And that was awesome. Those guys are some of the best, ever. So when it came to pointers really during the week, there was nothing really, they were just kind of out there watching, evaluating everybody. And I took a lot away from that, more or less just the speed of the next level. That was the biggest thing that stood out to me going into those games was that, these are NFL caliber guys. So you're going to get an NFL caliber speed look, you're going to know exactly what it's going to be like in an NFL game. So that's what I really took away from it was just to make sure that I'm getting the ball off in time and I'm comfortable back there. And that's never been an issue is being comfortable, So right now, the biggest thing for me is I'm just looking for an opportunity. There's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of guys going into this NFL draft this year who are pretty good, and it's a good year to be a good punter. So, we're just going to hope for the best. And those two games, East West Shrine game and Casino del Sol really taught me a lot about the next level. And I think we're essential in preparation for this part of the journey.
Right. And the mainstream media is not going to, go in depth on special teams, kickers, punters, long snappers. It's just nature of the beast. It's not the sexy thing to talk about. So you guys don't really get that media coverage like, a quarterback or a running back or some of the skill positions. But from the East-West Shrine game, you traveled up to Indianapolis, got to work out at the NFL Scouting Combine. Only 300 players in the entire nation were invited. So you got a chance to flash your skills again in front of 32 NFL teams. And I know a lot of teams showed interest, Josh. So first off, let's just talk about, were you happy with your performance at Indianapolis?
I'm kind of the worst person to ask that question because this about 99% of the time, I'll tell you that I'm not satisfied with my performance. I wasn't mm-hmm. there. I went up there. I took a lot from it. But when you go into situations like that, it was a nerve-wracking experience. But for me, I expect very highly of myself and expect that I perform to the level that I know that I can perform. So, a lot of the times I'm told that I'm my own worst critic and I go back and look at the film and I'm like, all right, okay. So it wasn't as bad as you think it was, but I always see room for improvement no matter what, what type of accomplishments you achieve. I think that's a blessing and a curse, just because it kind of beats the crap out of you sometimes and other times, it lifts you up. But I had an awesome experience there with my agents and with the NFL guys and getting an opportunity to meet all those guys and just get a feel for what it's going to be like at the next level, It's a business, and I think that the sooner that you realize that, the more successful you're going to be when you get there. So I took a lot from it. I really had an awesome time. It's not something that I would trade for the world, and I'm really excited for these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that mentality. I mean, that's just the signs of a competitor and a guy that wants to be the best. And so when you talk about, you're your own worst critic, I mean, I can relate to that because I'm the same way. And I think, that speaks to the mentality of just wanting to be the best at what you do. Whatever your craft is, you can always be better. So, there's nothing wrong with that mentality. In fact, I appreciate that kind of mentality. And we're talking to Josh Hudner here, Arizona State Sun Devils punter, talking about the NFL Scouting Combine, where I know that at least half a dozen teams, including the Arizona Cardinals, Minnesota Vikings, Detroit Lions, Cleveland Browns, Oakland Raiders, Tennessee Titans, Houston Texans, showed interest in you. Yes, somebody did their homework here. my question to you, Josh, is, what kind of feedback, and I don't know if you interacted with these teams directly or whether they contacted your agent, but, I know that they did show interest. What kind of feedback did you receive from the NFL teams, and what kind of vibes did you take away from the week in Indianapolis?
I really appreciated going up there because I felt like those were the kind of people that were just straight up and honest with you, and they tell you exactly how it is and exactly you know, what you need to change, if you need to change something, if you want to make it up the next level. And you know, and a lot of them are, you know, you're there for a reason. Obviously, you're there because people, have, you know, of that caliber have generated interest in you and you know, want to see you do well and want the opportunity to get to know you and to see if you can, you know, contribute to their football team. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. I'm sorry, my dog got out the front door. I was running around trying to get out while I was talking. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's a little different for specialists and for punters and kickers and guys like that, just because, you know, that's on a need basis thing with a team. You know, if they don't need one, they're not going to go after one. So the opportunities right. that you do get when you're there, you know, you got to take advantage of. You got to make sure that you do everything you can to put yourself in a good position to be where you want to be and be successful. So, you know, the combine was more or less just something where you get to evaluate who is interested in you, and then you go from there, and then you start working towards getting an opportunity for one of those guys.
Absolutely. Now, I'm a dog lover, so is Lassie okay over there? You got somebody tracking him down, or?
Yeah, no, she's good. She was sprinting down the street. She's a pit bull. She's a crazy girl. So she was sprinting down the street.
Okay.
And I just had to literally ran after her while talking on the phone.
All right, very good. I used to have a pit bull, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there.
You know, exactly. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yep. So we're talking to Josh Hubner here, Arizona State, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are just 8 days away from the 2013 NFL Draft. When you hear that statement, Josh, I mean, you know, first off, what runs through your mind just a week out? And secondly, what's the next week ahead going to be like for you now that, you know, you got the combine, you know, you did the All-Star circuit, you got the combine out of the way, you worked out of your pro day. I mean, what's the next week ahead look like for you? Is it just back to basics? Is it just football, grinding out, staying in shape type of thing? I mean, give us a glimpse into the week ahead and what lies this next week or so for you.
To be honest with you, you know, I'm got a nice routine going right now. And to be, you know, I'm real comfortable, and these last couple of months were hectic. You know, I was all over the place, and there was a workout here, mm-hmm. and the next day there was a workout there, and then you got to go over here, and, you know, you're just kind of being tossed around like a doll. So when I got some chance to settle down and relax a little bit, I took advantage of it, and, you know, I just kind of spend my days getting as much rest as possible, because, you know, I look ahead to the future, and what I see is, you know, a lot of hard work. And there's going to be a lot of demand on somebody, you know, physically for something like this. So I think it's important to get as much rest as you can right now. And, you know, obviously, you know, you got the NFL draft, and for me, it's just been a waiting game. You know, it's nothing's really changing out of my daily routine. I'm just, you know, hoping and praying that by the time I get there, I've got an opportunity on the table and take advantage of that. And then from there, you know, it's in overdrive mode. You go and you go do hard work, and you got to have the mentality that somebody's after your job every single day, and more than likely somebody is. So I think, like I said earlier, the quicker you realize that, the more successful you're going to be in this business. So you have to make sure that you're mentally and physically prepared for this. So right now I'm just resting and kind of getting my head right before all this starts.
Understood. I mean, the draft process can really take a toll on a player. I mean, you know, it can be overwhelming. It could be exhausting, and there's a lot of emotions, excitement, and self-examination. So, you know, rest up while you can, because it's going to be a quick turnaround. You got the draft coming up, then they go right into rookie camp and OTAs and all that good stuff. So you're going to be on a journey of your life, my man. And we've been talking to Josh Hubner, been talking some good football. And, you know, we're not going to let him escape without doing our three and out segment. And we're going to go outside the lines a little bit, try to get to know Josh off the playing field while he tracks down the pit bull. Hopefully you got him wrapped up. Did you get him?
Yeah, she's good. She's in the house. I got her in the house.
Okay.
You would have never known it, though. I was right. I was silent about it. You never knew it.
All right. Very good. So we're going to do a little quick three and out, and I'm going to kick it off on first down since you are my fellow New Jersey and from Pequannock, New Jersey. And I gotta know, when you're back in Jersey, what's the first thing you're looking forward to? You know, aside from seeing your parents and the family and all that stuff. I mean, what's the first thing, you know, what's the first spot you're going to hit when you're back in Jersey?
I can stop you right now and tell you. Curly's. I'm going to Curly's Ice Cream. That's exactly where I'm going. I'm going straight to Curly's Ice Cream. It's right across the street from the diner in Pequannock, right off the highway. Man, I've missed that place. It's been quite some time since I've been back there. And, you know, I got my whole family back there, my grandfather, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, you know, everybody and their mother. My uncle's
right.
a judge there in New Jersey. So I got to get back and make sure I'm going straight to Curly's. Then I'll say hi to the family. I'm going to Curly's first. That's
all right,
I'll
from
be
the
first.
Airport to Curly's. From
yep.
the airport straight to Curly's. All right, very good. So, you know, with that being said, you got a lot of family back in Jersey. Let me go second down with, you know, draft weekend plans. What are you going to do for the draft? Are you going to be a guy that goes out and kind of keeps your mind occupied? Other guys, you know, sit there in front of the screen and watch every pick, every selection. What are your draft plans if you have them?
You know, I'm just going to spend it with friends and family and the people that are closest to me and those that I love, you know, those that have been there for me through this journey and supported me. And you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, my whole life I've been told that, you know, you can't do things. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that. So this is a chance for me to go out there and prove those people that doubted me wrong and you know, make my family and my friends and those that I love proud. That's the biggest thing for me with this whole thing is being around the ones that I love and those who have supported me throughout, you know, it's been a long, long journey for me. And I never would have guessed that at the end of it I'd be where I am now. So I'm going to spend it with the people that have been there for me most during that time. And, you know, if I get drafted and if my name gets called, it, you know, it happens, and that's great. It's not just looking for an opportunity, like I've said time and time again.
Yeah, that's great to be able to share that experience with the ones that care about you most. Let's go over to third down. You know, with the NFL comes a bigger name and bigger fame, and hopefully you don't get catfished or anything like that. But let me ask you this, Josh. If you could take one female celebrity out on a date, we're keeping tabs on the standings here at the NFL Draft Bible. Which female celebrity would you like to take out?
Well, I don't think that you'll find her much, you know, real high on your tabs or wherever you're keeping tally. But a man that can appreciate true, real beauty would take Jessica Biel to dinner, and I'd take her to dinner over and over again because that's
okay.
real beauty.
All right,
so that's,
yeah,
we've had a few. You gotta understand, you know, and the woman's an athlete too. So you know, if there's any chance that goes any further, then you know you're looking into a great gene pool.
Yeah, this is true. The next
exactly.
generation.
It,
so,
no, it's
so,
a catch 22. You win and you win. It's a win-win situation.
I like that. You got a little Andre Agassi in you. You know, he went over after Steffi Graf. You know, and
of course.
you know,
I
like
man.
The way you think.
Genius. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Fourth down, we always go for it on fourth down. It's a question I wrap up every show with. So let's have at it. You know, Josh Huebner, if I'm an NFL team, I want you to tell me why I should select you in the 2013 NFL draft.
You're not going to find anybody who does much better under pressure. And, you know, I've got confidence in myself. You can't. The only person that can break my confidence is myself. I won't let you break my confidence. So, you know, that's a big thing right there is, you know, you can coach me, you can break me down, but you're not going to take away my confidence. And that's one of the most important things in football. So I think that sets me
mm-hmm.
apart from the rest.
Yeah, especially in the punting and kicking game, I think confidence is the ultimate factor.
It's all mental. A lot of that is mental.
Yeah. I mean, you see it all the time. You know, you shank one, And then you go, you know, you wonder about the punter the next time he goes out there. And, you know, we see it happen time and time again. So I think that's a very critical aspect at the next level, especially when you have 100,000 fans screaming at you. So, you know, Josh, it's been fun chatting it up with you. Before we do let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to give a shout-out, thank you, any social media you want to plug, you know, destination where people can find some video on you, whatever you want to throw out there, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, big-time shout-out to my agents, Brian and Mook, at a Symmetry Ref for getting me this big opportunity, you know, coming up next week. So my friends, my family, my parents, my grandfather, and, you know, just kind of a big thanks to anybody that was there. If anybody's, you know, looking for any video, you go to, everybody knows you go to YouTube for that. Should be there. And Hard 90, great clothes. Those guys should send me clothes on a daily basis. So thanks to them, too. Big
okay.
Shout out to them. Wear their stuff. That's awesome. And shout out to you, man. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it. Had a lot of fun talking with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so where do we go? Hard90.com for the clothing?
Yeah, hard90.com. Go check out their clothes, man. It's workout clothes. There's all sorts of good sports stuff for you.
Okay, good to know. I'll do that. And thank you for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Looking forward to seeing where you land this upcoming, you know, next weekend, actually. And definitely keep us posted and looking forward to it, Josh.
Of course. Have a good one, man.
All right, you got it. That's Josh Hubner, Arizona State Sun Devils season record holder this past year, 47.1 yards per punt, 44 yards average for the career. And as we mentioned earlier, 40% of his punts pinned inside the 20. That's not easy to do, folks. You talk about the directional and accuracy punting abilities, and you heard him talk about his confidence. You're getting the complete package. So, you know, this year we're going to see a handful of punters and kickers drafted, I believe. And would it surprise me one bit if Josh Hubner is the first to hear his name called come NFL Draft Weekend? We are just 1 week away. I was your host, Rick Saratella. I, too, want to give a special shout-out to Symmetry Reps and Mook Williams and Brian McLaughlin, all those good guys over there at Symmetry, always grinding year-round. Appreciate the hustle that they do. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter, at NFL Draft Bible, for all our comings and goings. We've got the allaccessfootball.com going with our latest player interviews, NFLDraftBible.com. Get your post-draft recap, fantasy football rookie guide. And, of course, we've got the 2014 prospectus already looking ahead to next year. So you know where to find us. You know what to do. And it's been another episode brought to you by MyFantasyLeague.com. Check out MyFantasyLeague.com where you can turn $10 into $100 right now. I highly recommend that. Till the next time, you know how we do it. Only.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.